All right, Rob Thompson, what he said yesterday about Taiwan Walker, we'll get to that more here because he's going to start tomorrow night. I might rather have Rob Thompson be the starting pitcher tomorrow night than
Stubbsy?
Taiwan Walker.
Throw Stubbsy out there?
Dude, I'll take Roy Maybe. Hobbs. Roy Hobbs is probably 80 years old at this point. He was like 40 in 1984. Of course, the movie was set in like 1930-something.
What about Michael Mercado, who was just called up?
Why not? I'm serious.
Throw him out
Devin,
there.
My theory is anybody but him.
Yeah. No, you're not
I mean
wrong.
It. I mean it. Like, anybody but Taiwan Walker. All right. Our poll results, we'll get to that shortly. Also, what else in the Eagles have we not, you know, discussed maybe quite enough? And we've talked a lot of, I mean, look, when you're getting close to the season, obviously we've talked about so many of these issues so many times. That's why we're, and I will say, I do find the lack of preseason usage of players to be a drag. I don't know if others feel that way. I feel that way as it relates to August and the Eagles. An unfortunate byproduct of players not playing is most players not playing. You don't really get what I'd call, John, new information.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of unknowns.
Tons of unknowns.
Until officially starts.
Or just what you know is what you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
You know, like everything that was last year until it's proven different.
Well, and it's hard,
we got
it's hard
new
to trust
information.
What you get from practice, I think.
I agree.
Just because, like, Jalen Hurts not throwing or only throwing one interception the last day of training camp, that's great. And I think it's still trending in the right direction, but I'm not necessarily going to say he's going to have, you know, an MVP caliber
Devin,
season.
We got a lot
you know
of new information on the defensive players this year.
Well, more
we
than on
didn't
offense.
Get it on the offense
that's
because
right.
they didn't play the offense the entire preseason.
I know. I
that's
get it.
A major problem.
I know. You know what one reporter told me yesterday? I found this very interesting about Jalen, who obviously getting huge marks for the training camp. A reporter yesterday told me, his, and I don't know this to be true or not. I want to be clear, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what a reporter told me.
An Eagles reporter?
An NFL reporter.
Okay.
His successful training camp is being overstated. He was not pushing the ball down the field that much. His completion percentage and lack of interceptions looked great, but it was a lot of shorter passes.
Wow.
Now, on one hand, we were calling for more shorter passes.
Yeah, we want shorter. Take what the defense gives you, brother.
I agree. But there's also that fine line between you can't not take your 22-yard shots when you got a chance to chunk the ball down the field.
Yeah.
So,
well, and
so
you can't jump to the Jalen Hurts is going to have an incredible year just based off.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think he's going right back to the top five.
On where he's going with the ball. Like, who's deciding whether he's doing the right thing
or not? Yeah, I don't know what Kellen Moore's. Yeah, we don't
know. We have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know. All right, let's go. But look, there's going to be nowhere to hide soon. And I don't mean that in a negative way, per se.
But he's not need of a place to hide. He's in need of people to deliver the ball into their hands, which he's getting better at every single day because he's finally getting coached properly.
Yeah, but
And he's got a system in place where he's upright. They're creating a pocket.
I hear you, but I also am not going to just let him off the hook for how things went bad last year. He has to go out there and prove that he's better than he was last year at the end of the year.
Because he's doing that. He has been doing that
in 10 days.
Entirety of training.
But my
camp.
Point is, in 10 days, we really find out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And I hope that the coaches have gotten this offense to where it's ready.
I agree with you. All right, let's get to Drew right now. Drew, good morning, pal.
Hey, good morning, all. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Drew.
Hey, yeah, just so real quick, I'll get through the two quick things with the Phils. I don't feel bad for Rob Thompson. He gets paid the big bucks to be the manager, and you know, he's got to back up his guys. 1-25. I mean, you know, when he answers questions, I mean, what else can he do? Otherwise, you know, it's not going to be for the best.
Well, I agree. I will say this though: one, I don't think any of us want to see Taiwan pitch. Two, I wish Rob Thompson could compliment him a little bit less when he answers these questions. Not a lot less. Because to your point, he's got to say something that doesn't throw his player under the bus. But I as a fan, could use a little bit less over the top from not over the top, but just a little bit less from Rob Thompson on the positive side of Taiwan.
Yeah, I hear you, but you know, we know who Rob is, and we know that he's going to err on the side on the other side of that, and that's just who he is. And it's better to move on to more important topics like the whole lineup coming to play every night, and that's what we need to see. So. To avoid what happened last year. So,
Drew, give me your other point. What do you got there?
Well, no, just as far as the birds go, I don't understand people who say, like, you know, they're going to lose the game because they have to travel and it's a late night start. I mean, the other team deals with the same issues.
Of course.
Tell me something that's specific to our team. That's a reason.
Well, Drew, I think what people are talking about is the effect that it has on the rest of the season. Like, it's the fact that you're starting in Brazil and then you got to come back and you're already off schedule to start the season.
Days.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well,
why would you complain about having two or three extra days for the opening?
I hate starting in Brazil. I'll complain about it.
I don't like it either, but Drew, I'll say
this. Good thing you don't have to
But Drew, after everybody, not everybody, but many people complained last year about that tough stretch and then the Eagles fell apart. I'm not in the mood to hear about tough scheduling. Just deal with it and go win games. I'm not in the mood for anything else. I'm really not. I mean, that was a joke that their whole season fell apart last year. That should not have happened. All right, Drew, give me a great answer. Generational divide, but an interesting relationship.
Yeah, I don't know if it's been said, but for me, you know, Walter Matthau and Tatum O'Neill and Bad News Bears. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, it's a great answer.
Wow, is that a great answer. I don't know how we're going to, you know, I feel like I got like a 4 or 5 way tie right now. So Buttermaker and Amanda
pitcher, yeah.
Amanda Wurlitzer, I think was her name.
Yeah, was her last name? That's hilarious.
Yeah,
if they made her last name Wurlitzer,
Amanda
it's hilarious.
Wurlitzer, I think that was her name. That was incredible. And Buttermaker used to date her mom. Amazing. Maureen, right now. Hello, Maureen.
Good morning.
Maureen.
I have to thank you guys for enjoyment. I'm a 4'6", 80-year-old.
Wow.
Former lunch lady who loves sports.
Well, I love the lunch lady.
WIP, and I think Johan Rojas should have been player of the game last night.
That was good
Harper
to see.
Harper gets enough accolades. Let Rojas get it.
I'm sorry, wait, what was the last thing?
She said she thought
really
Rojas
nice
should have been the player of the game at the end when they do the interview.
Well, you could make a case either way. I mean, Harper, you know.
Yeah, but if Rojas didn't catch the ball, he wouldn't have the chance to hit the home run.
That's
right.
The winning hit. Yeah.
Maureen, what was your favorite thing to serve over the years?
Breakfast. The kids loved breakfast.
You're right. Who doesn't love breakfast?
Yes. The best.
And that's like a new feature, wasn't it? That came later on in your career?
Yes, yes. And they loved me because they thought I was sitting on a stool.
That's great.
Wait, you're the lunch lady? That's how tall you are?
Good for you, Maureen. Wow.
But you have a wide variety of audience, not just guys.
That's good.
No,
thank you.
Love it.
Thank
no
you
question.
For listening, Maureen.
You're welcome.
We all love
and
it.
And I really loved the cafeteria a ton.
Sure. And, all right, Maureen, give me a great answer. You can win. You can win these concert tickets. A great relationship.
Okay, this might be too old for you guys, but Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson.
Absolutely.
That's a great answer. Yeah,
absolutely, yeah. Maureen, a tremendous call. I mean, that one. So that relationship was with
adversarial relationship.
How do we choose here today?
I don't know.
Like, what if someone calls in and says Stifler's mom and, you know, the dude?
Well, yeah, they will, because you just said it.
Right.
So.
I mean,
yeah, I think we could have worked our way around that one.
I don't know, man. That could have been. Look, Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson.
I thought
Wilson's.
That guy was such a jerk about that.
Who, like, that Mr. Really, Wilson?
No, the so dude with Stifler's mom.
You won't get with a friend's mom.
That's his mom.
Yeah.
But they weren't friends. Yeah. They disliked each other. Like, the characters, like, they hated each
other. I understand.
Like, Stifler was like his enemy.
Yeah.
Of course you would do that.
But they did have mutual friends.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, come on.
It's
what
still...
18-year-old isn't doing that? Let's be honest.
I don't know about that, James. I don't think I would.
I
think most wouldn't. Oh!
There's so much to say, but I'm going to bite my tongue on all fronts. All right, let's go to John in Allentown. John, what's going on, pal?
Yo, I think Richie's wrong. I think most would.
I totally agree with you.
Well, let me put it another
way. So what you're saying is, John, you would.
John, let me put it another way.
Oh,
would you with one of your good friends' moms?
I want to brag about it too, man.
Oh man! See, I could. I don't know. I don't even.
Dude, even if it's my enemy, it's my classmate, and I always make comments about how hot she is, and he hates it.
Guys don't like that stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to handle.
Yep.
Yeah. I would imagine.
I'm always saying to him, man, I bet you when you know you guys had a pool way at your house. I bet when your mom came out in a bikini, your friends were like, "Oh, he's at the house." He's like, "Shut up."
Wow, yeah, I can see how that would get old.
All right, John, what do you got for us on the Phils?
Anyway, the Phils. I want everybody to calm down saying it was a great win. It wasn't that great of a win. Okay.
It's a good team.
It would have been a great win if they just would have knocked in some runs earlier in the game when they had him on base and then would have got Wheeler the win. That would have been a great win. Hmm. To have to come go into extra innings and win this thing was not a great win. And I hate to poo-poo the lunch lady.
Well, John, here's what
the hard part.
John, here's
Harper
what
still had a chance to win no matter what.
Yeah, but John, here's the spot I disagree with you pretty strongly. So when they were really struggling, and I'm not even saying as much in July. I remember this more in August. You know, it felt like there were games that they were down and it felt over, even though they might have only been down a couple of runs, because it felt like for a few weeks there they really didn't have the fight. And that wasn't good. And part of the reason, listen, is it an all-time win? Of course not, all right? But part of the reason why I'll at least call it, at the very least, a quality win, because they showed fight. Such a big part of sports is competing. I thought there was a stretch in August. Frankly, they didn't compete. And I liked that my baseball team last night competed. And I think that's very important.
If they win tomorrow, that will be a great win because they'll have to score like 10 runs.
Dude, that'll be a miracle. All right, John, give me a great answer. Intriguing relationship, generational divide.
Is this fictional?
Fictional.
How about Master Shifu and Poe?
What's that from? What do we got there? I don't know that one.
I don't know.
Poe? Are we talking about Teletubbies?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Or did he say Master Chief from...
I don't know.
I think it's Master Chief.
215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It is, of course, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Who do you think made the decision to give Taiwan another start? Is it A, John Middleton, B, Dave Dombrowski, or C, Rob Thompson? All right, let's all go on the record. Seltzer, who do you think? Because at the end of the day, it's someone's call. Who made the decision?
Dave Dombrowski.
Devin, who made the decision?
Dave Dombrowski.
John, who made the decision?
Dave.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, John, how do you think people voted here on online?
I'm going to say 78% Dave.
48%
wow.
Rob.
Wow.
44% Dave. 8% John. So Rob Thompson wins this poll with 48%. Dombrowski, 44%. John Middleton, 8%. Obviously, our show here sees it differently than a lot of people listening that think it came from Rob Thompson directly. Let's listen to Rob Thompson. You know, he commented two different times yesterday about this. And again, I do think he says too much positive. But it's not like he goes over the top positive on Taiwan. Here's how he handled it yesterday when talking to reporters before the game.
But I was encouraged by his velocity. I know he threw some pitches down the middle, but he got behind as well. So, I think he deserves, because of who he is and his experience, he deserves another shot.
Are you limited with what you can do, though, with him? I mean, other than sticking with him, if you wanted to make some kind of move, are you kind of limited, do you think?
With him personally, I don't know what the...
With what to do with him going forward, if you wanted to make a change, then.
Well, I mean, you can always make a change, but I mean, I'm confident he's going to bounce back at this point. So maybe not everybody is, but I am, but that's who I am.
Look,
it's so interesting that he felt the need to add, maybe not everybody is. Yeah, I mean, that he really is making it clear he's not a big believer, like without saying it.
I tend to agree, John.
Yeah.
I think he knows he's shoveling nonsense out of his mouth.
Yeah. And hey, you provided a caveat that signals to us like you are not happy that you have to do this.
James, let me ask you a question. We have not approached this. I haven't even thought of it until a minute ago. Injuries happen. If one of the four main starters got injured and was unavailable in October, and the Phillies were in a seven-game series. So either Wheeler,
I think they
Nola,
go with the three-man rotation.
Either Wheeler, Ranger, Nola, or Christopher Sanchez is unavailable. Okay,
I think they go with Wheeler on short west or whatever. Yeah,
I disagree.
I mean,
who would be the other option?
Well, it wouldn't be Taiwan.
Wouldn't it be a bullpen game?
Yeah, it'd be a bullpen, something like that. Yes, absolutely.
Who would be, if they actually had an actual starter, Because it would not be Taiwan.
No.
Who would it be?
I mean, maybe Spencer Turnbull's healthy by
maybe
then.
Maybe Spencer Turnbull. Yeah.
You know?
What about Max Strom?
Well, that's a bullpen game.
Well, that's
game.
A bullpen game. Bullpen, but yeah, right. I think Strom would probably start the bullpen. Turnbull, or might. But you want him late. The problem with that is Strom's one of like your two what? Guys you trust mostly.
Can I ask a question? Hmm. Where is Spencer Turnbull?
I've been wondering the same thing. Like, he's rehab.
Wasn't that like May?
Well, 6 to 8 weeks when they said it.
Yeah, he's on the 60-day IL.
But that
I think
was because of days
but
done
didn't
already.
But did it start in May?
It started a while ago.
Yeah, it was right around then.
I mean, he
yeah.
was good.
Yeah, he was.
And I didn't really think it was going to last forever, but he was good.
It's not great with him. And if he comes back at all, including the postseason, it'll be bullpen. It won't be as a starting pitcher.
Well, like clearly not for their intent. My point is if they got
but
in a...
But he might not come back at all.
Okay. Well, so he's more injured than we previously thought. Mm-hmm. Okay. I do wonder if they got in a jam what they do. I mean, that's... Let's hope that doesn't happen. That could be lights out on the whole damn thing. Last night they won, despite the ridiculousness of Turnbull getting another start tomorrow night. Last night they won. Our caller 2 calls ago...
Taiwan getting a start.
Oh, yeah. You said Turnbull, yeah.
My fault. Taiwan, yeah. Rojas with clearly the play of the game. So it's late, it's tied, it's dudes on base, and it's a tough spot. And Rojas really with one of the better defensive plays of the season.
Strom delivers in the pitch, swung on, line to center. Rojas coming in, dives, he's got it! Johan Rojas, a full layout, dives in and makes the catch. And that is out number 3.
So as bad as Rojas' bat's been this year, and it's not been good, and his defense, frankly, has not been as good as advertised or that we saw last year, there's no question there are games that you can draw a line from him making a play to the Phillies winning. I mean, it definitely has happened a handful of times. And last night was the latest
And he's
example.
Been better since he was sent down and came back up defensively. I feel like most of the issues we saw were prior to being sent down.
I agree. Let's listen to ultimately how it ended. Scott Fransky with the call here on WIP. The Phillies said first and second. It was the 10th inning, a tie game. The main man, Bryce Harper, up, and he came through.
Josh Hader against Bryce Harper here in the bottom of the 10th. First pitch, ground ball through the right side. It's a base hit. Schwarber around third. He's coming home. The throw from the outfield is late, and Harper wins it on a walk-off over Josh Hader here in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Phillies win it 3-2.
And I got to tell you, I still wonder, and we covered this a few months ago when the story came out, I still, anytime I hear Hader's name, I think of Bryce Harper because he didn't face him in that at-bat in the 8th inning versus San Diego in 2022. I still wonder if that's part of why the Padres traded him. That, I mean, John, the fact that he was not willing to take the ball.
The Brewers traded him to the Padres.
No. The Padres got rid of him.
No. He signed with the Astros this offseason. He was a Padre last year.
I thought they traded him.
No. I don't think so.
I thought the Padres traded him. Well, okay, we can look it up. But he got a big deal. He switched teams. That is accurate. You know, John, I would think the Padres teammates would have been so mad at him for not being willing to take the ball in the 8th inning because he wasn't willing to pitch more than 3 outs. I mean, that's a disgrace.
See, I don't know.
That's a disgrace.
Upon initial inspection, I would be, like, absolutely agitated, beyond agitated, like ready to fight if my pitcher refused to go out and help us. Yeah. Like, that's your job, man.
And the
that
season
is
was
what
on
your bullpen job.
Yes.
That's your role. There had to be a lot more that went into that.
I mean,
right?
His agent came out and said that there had been an agreement until he gets a big contract, he will not get more than 3 outs and he will not come into a dirty inning. And it's like, well, okay, but you just handed the Phillies a chance to go right to the World Series. I mean, I couldn't believe that, man. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Chris in Northeast Philly. Chris, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, long time no talk. It's good talking to you guys. But a couple Phillies points. Well, I think they're back. And my problem is, though, like for the past like month and a half, every time they win like 2 or 3 games in a row, I'm always, oh, they're back, they're back. But really what what kind of settled it for me was with the stat you threw out earlier, Joe. 8 out of the last 12 games. I didn't even realize that until you said it. Like, yeah, they're back. I think, man. And that was a great game yesterday. Such a fun way to end it. I think it's all a full steam ahead from here.
Look, I'm not ready to declare it as much as you are, Chris. But I will say, 8 of 12. When I realized that, first off, it surprised me, and second off, I was encouraged when I heard that. But I'm not going to say all the way back. Look, I want to see Ranger pitch again. I want to see Sanchez get a little bit more on track. I want to see Nola pitch better. You know, I want to see Hoffman and Strom consistently pitch better. But
yeah, but also, we just scored 11 and 11
I know.
Prior to beating an Astros team that really is a legit squad. And it once upon a time, it felt like the offense was just non-existent.
Yeah.
You know, like everything is kind of falling back into place time-wise. Like it feels like they're timing it up right
here's
now.
Here's the other thing I'd say that I really want to see soon. I mean, it's critical for October. Bryce Harper drive the ball. Look, he won the game last night. You know, he's gotten a couple hits lately for sure. But if you look at his numbers, he has not been driving the ball lately much. And, you know, I'm looking it up right now. His home run totals.
26 he's at.
The last time Bryce Harper hit a home run.
August 8th, maybe?
August 9th.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there.
It was, and prior to that, he's had two home runs in August. I mean, he's had two home runs in August. That's, you know. And prior to that, he had one on July 27th. Look, bottom line is two home runs in 4 weeks is not good, obviously, for a player of his caliber.
Well, it's obviously not at all in line with what you'd expect from him. So, on the positive side, you should expect more home runs moving forward.
Well, unless the injury isn't going to get better. Right. We just don't know what the issue is.
It's a quiet injury that he's probably dealing with.
I agree.
And, you know, like, just toiling through. And it's taken enough of an edge off his offense that you're not getting the big bopper numbers. But on the positive side, he's healing while he's playing if there is an injury that he's playing through.
Yeah. We'll see, Chris. All right, Chris, give me a great answer, man, for the Killers tickets. Give me a relationship.
Can I get one more Phillies question before
sure,
I do that?
Sure, of course.
Just to the whole room in there. Can anybody give me any reason other than money that Tyler Phillips and Ehlers are like in the minors and Taiwan's making his next start? Just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, it's 18.
Other than money,
bucks.
No. The answer is no. There's no other reason.
Yeah, it's awful. All right. So I got a haymaker for you. Surprised nobody said it. I'm going to go with that. Benjamin Braddock and Mrs. Robinson from the draft.
Huge answer.
Wow, well, that is.
Man.
That's
man. So
that's unbelievable. I mean.
Another.
Yeah. No.
So you love that movie?
Oh, John, it's a phenomenal. It's one of the best movies from the 70s. It really is.
Isn't it 1969?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm almost positive it's 1969.
It's not a movie from the
70s. One of the best movies from the 70s.
Okay. Well,
at all.
One of the best movies in the 60s, maybe?
Okay, man, one of the best movies from the 70s. How about this? Tell me if you have an objection. One of the best movies of all time. All right?
I object.
Take that, tough guy.
I object.
Have you seen it, Devin, The Graduate?
No.
It's
I've
really
never
good.
Seen The Graduate. Mm,
which
movie?
Maybe she should be punished by watching it, too, like I was.
Of all the movies you have not seen that we talk about, because we have a little bit of a generational divide here, which one do you think is most shameful that you have not seen?
Well, for a while, it was Rocky, but you guys made me watch that a while ago, so, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I,
Rocky.
No, like, I was ashamed of myself for having not seen that. It was just one of those things where, like, I hadn't seen it, and
Hold on.
I just got to the point where I hadn't seen it, and I was already an adult,
Have
so
you
I
watched
might as well
Rocky
not seen
too?
It. No.
Shawshank.
Pulp Fiction?
I don't think I've
ever
seen
it. So there it is, Pulp Fiction.
How about Goodfellas?
Of course.
Well, yeah. No, you don't get to say, of course.
You don't get to say, of course.
No, you don't get to say, of course.
You just said no to Pulp Fiction. Are you serious?
Of course.
Why are you attacking me?
Give me of course.
Watch Pulp Fiction.
Gladiator.
It's amazing.
All right, Gladiator.
Yes, I've seen Gladiator.
Silence of the Lambs.
I don't like scary movies.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But
so that's another
heard,
one.
No, I have heard from multiple people that I'd
Silence of the Lambs
It's a walk in the park.
Yeah, well, it's
nothing. It's like watching The Wizard of Oz. They're just going down the yellow brick
sure,
road.
Yeah.
My
yeah,
wife doesn't like scary movies, and she was able to handle Silence of the Lambs.
You've seen Braveheart?
Yes, I've seen Braveheart.
Okay.
I see movies sometimes.
A little better than I expected.
Pulp Fiction. Watch Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I do need to see. Yeah, I do. Because I like Tarantino, too.
A little bit better than I thought.
I mean, it's his best movie.
All right, time's yours coming up in 10 minutes. Cut day for the players. 4 o'clock today. I would certainly think some of them will be finding out during our show. I mean, you think at the very least the Eagles would clear out the easier decisions early. I mean, just because that's going to take time. I mean, if Sirianni meets with each guy, and maybe it's only a 3-minute meeting, but you know, you got to.
Well, I think there were like five or six names that came out yesterday.
I know, but there's still a lot of guys to cut.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, that could take 3-4 hours.
But it's possible they did some yesterday and it haven't leaked yet or whatever.
That's right. So Zach McPherson, the only name of note yesterday was Zach McPherson. Man, that draft pick didn't work out.
Jeez.
I mean, what was he, a fourth rounder?
Fourth.
I mean, he gave him basically nothing. I'm not trying to dog the guy on the way out the door. I'm just saying in his 3 or 4 years, whatever it was.
He had an Achilles tear in the third year or whatever. Right. So.
And then having a glut of young and very talented and tall cornerbacks.
You know why? You know why they got those guys?
Because he didn't pan out.
Yeah, because he wasn't any good.
Yeah.
how's that for a correlation? But look, it's a shame a lot of guys are going to get their dream. Listen, not necessarily shattered today because they have a chance to rebound. But let's be honest, most won't. Most guys that get cut today will never play in an NFL game moving forward. Some will. Most won't. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Chuck in Cherry Hill. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, morning, Kerr. I want to share an interesting stat I don't think you've heard yet today. So we're talking about Schwarber's second to home speed, and, of course, Topper was questioned about that. This is fascinating. I didn't know this. 7.1 was his closing speed from second to home. The fastest of his career.
Wow.
Whoa.
We all know that he's
he was trucking. I mean, it was.
I was shocked how there was like no play at the plate. Like, he was just safe. I was surprised.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's way above major league average. We're not just talking.
Oh, look at this.
We're talking about, in that instance, with a good start, a good push, and cut the base right. He's above major
league average. Let me tell you something, Chuck. Remember earlier today when I said I never lie here on the show?
Yeah.
I never doubt it. Kyle Schwarber as a leadoff hitter.
And the other two quick things I get out of here, I got to hop in a meeting, but Andy from Deptford Special, Harper last night, 12th walk-off. I think right now we can certify Harp as the most clutch player Philly has ever seen. I know that's a big statement.
Philly or Phillies?
Philly sports. I don't know hockey, so it's the top three.
Well, I mean, for what it's worth, Bernie Perron pitched a shutout. Both times the Flyers won the Stanley Cup, they won the game in a shutout.
This guy's, as I said a couple of weeks ago, this guy's postseason OPS is 1,100. Unheard of.
Unheard of. I love Bryce, man. All right, Chuck, good call. It's an interesting one. Most clutch player ever. I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, obviously you have your guys that won titles, but I mean, Nick Foles, but you
know. I think it's a lot easier to say a football player is the most clutch player ever because you're not going to have the obvious failures that you've got in baseball. It's really tough when you've struck out as much.
I mean, baseball, you can actually look at a batting average and say, all right, seventh, eighth, ninth inning, close game, what's your bet? I mean, you can actually get an actual thing on that.
It does
and
seem like Bryce Harper
under
tends,
pressure.
Yeah, he tends to come up big in these huge moments.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think he's extremely clutch. I mean, by the way, you know what's a really weird quirk in Philadelphia sports history? You can look this up, but I think I'm right about this. The two times the Sixers won the championship, 67 with Wilt, 83 with Moses and that crew. I think Wilt and Moses in the clinching game both, I think, had 24 points and 23 rebounds. Like the same exact stats.
That's crazy. I think they both had 23 rebounds.
Yeah, well,
that's an insane number.
They're both
not for Moses and Wilt. It's not that crazy, actually. Yeah, it's kind of like right in line.
I mean, Wilt had 55 in one game.
Yeah, that is insane.
Or was it Russell that had 55? I think it was Wilt, right?
I think so. Yeah,
I think it was Wilt, but maybe it was Russell. Anyway, but I think they were both 24 and 23. In their championship clinching victory. All right, let's talk to Steve in Cherry Hill. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, all. How you doing today?
Doing great, Steve.
So anyway, I'm still up in the air about the Eagles. Like John, I just wanted to see something, and it is going to be scary. I think their defense is going to start off like they ended last year. They're going to not stop the run, and who's going to stop the pass besides Slay? I'm very concerned. And
we got a lot of talented young pieces on that back end. We just haven't seen them.
Well,
play
young
together.
Is a bit of a concern. I mean, I'll say this, Steve. Let me give you an example. Eric Allen, who's maybe the best cornerback we've seen in the last 40 years here. Right, his rookie year, the Eagles gave up like a gazillion passing yards. Now, I'm not saying that was all his fault. Frankly, I think Andre and Wes, as a tandem, weren't as good at covering ground as obviously playing the run. and Buddy blitzed too much. But, you know, young players can struggle sometimes, and it's not lost on me that we as a fan base are banking on three or four young guys to play an awful lot back there. And that gets a little scary.
I think so. And I just think, you know, it sounds like this Nolan Smith is a complete bust for the Eagles.
It no, does sound no, like he's a bust.
We can't say that yet.
But it sounds like he probably is.
It sounds like it is. But anyway, I think it's all about the green, and I'm not talking about the Eagles with Walker and the starters not starting in football.
No question.
Preseason game.
No question.
I think it's about the owners and the GM. So.
Listen, anyway, if the Braves make this closer, then look. I think the Phillies should pull the plug anyway right now just because they're in a dogfight with the Brewers and Dodgers. But, you know, it's driving me nuts. Steve, give me an answer, man. A great, fascinating relationship.
The lady already stole it, and I think she should win that Dennis Menace.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I don't have that in my top three. We'll get to that shortly. I don't have that in my top three. Steve in Deptford. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, Steve.
I just wanted to talk about my Eagles point, and more so on the linebackers. And it's not, you know, crazy information, but I listened to the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark the other day, and they had Devin White on there. And I know he had a down year in Tampa, but, I mean, just listen to the podcast about how he's, you know, getting along with the team. And I think he said they're in, like, he's in a leadership group chat for the team with
that's right.
Yes. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown.
Yep.
It just seems like his mentality, I think we have a good chance at, as long as he plays well, getting to Devin White of old.
Devin White, absolutely. He's a young man. He's not over the hill. This Devin White is washed up, and that's why he's here. That whole line of thinking is wrong. But Devin White had a contract dispute in Tampa last year.
John, he got a one-year deal on the market. Yeah. He was a free agent on the market. He got 1 year and $3 million guaranteed, dude.
Guys, do you understand that when you've got a problem with your contract, in some cases, which he did, it affects everything. You then, like,
you're on the market, though. The entire NFL. The NFL.
The way that he reacted to his contract situation last year.
Well, that's his
fault. It absolutely affected him and the way that he played and everything else. And that was a mistake.
But
he's going to make up for that mistake this year, and we reap the benefits.
Look, we'll say.
He's good.
Here's the thing. I don't know that he's good. I know that he was great. I have never, Steve, I've never said he's washed up. What I've said is he may be and probably is diminished. Like, Shaq Leonard got here, he was done. That guy was done.
I don't think
Devin White's done, but I don't expect him to be what he was when Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. Because that guy was unbelievable.
He's 26.
I know.
Everyone has the wrong idea with
Devin
White.
Well, when's the last time he dominated?
A couple years ago.
Okay, well.
Why didn't he get
last
more money
year,
on the open market?
He had a contract dispute.
Why didn't
and he
get
was
okay?
Hurt.
So why didn't he get more money on the open market?
Good 29 question.
Other
because
teams
he didn't
had a chance
perform
to
last year.
He was
very clearly.
More money on the open
so that's
market.
It. And then so the no one could see what you saw in the NFL. No other team is like, well, it was just a contract dispute. I'm not going to overrate this. This guy's still a great player. He got $3 million on the open market. He might be great, but I'm just saying it's not a lock that
I mean,
he's going to
he
be great.
He got less than Zaire White got here 2 years ago. I mean, think about that.
Kaiser.
What'd I say?
Zaire.
Was a fantasy player, I think.
Oh, I'm thinking of Zaire Smith, the Sixers player.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Zaire Smith, Zaire White. All right. Jaleel
tomato,
White.
Tomato.
Devin White.
Devin White.
Devin White
I've heard
is the most
White.
Talent of these inside linebackers. Yeah. He's going to lead that group, and we're going to be so happy.
All right, Steve.
Well, the good news is he has to prove it. So
he does
motivation.
Have to prove it. Steve, I do love the way he's talking, and I hope he can deliver on the field. Give me an interesting relationship, Steve, from the world of fiction with a generational divide, two people.
All right, so my guess is Sonny and Colagino from A Bronx Tale.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's a great answer. Wow.
Holy mackerel. I don't know how we're going to decide this. This is really hard, and I don't know how to spell collegial. And with that, let's do what we do every single day at this time. Wow. That's a tough one. Hey, Time's Yours. Yeah. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. I'm struck that no one said any relationships between Game of Thrones today, because I'm sure there were some
Ooh.
Generational divides there that...
I didn't even think about that.
Could have been fascinating.
Mm. But who, like, what relationship?
I don't know.
There's so many names like who, and relationships
an older,
and all
younger
those.
Relationship.
I mean, how about
Arya and her Swordmaster?
Yeah.
That one? Yeah, that's a good one.
How about this? How about Jon Snow and it's not actually his dad?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. But anyway, that's short-lived. All right, with that said, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
After Tywon Walker's last start, Rob Thompson was asked if he would start again, and he did not give an answer. He said, well, we have to check on a few things. And usually he knows the answer to those questions immediately. And he will usually give the answer to those questions. I don't know if it was Middleton decision or a Dombrowski decision, but I know for sure it was not a Rob Thompson decision.
I agree with you, my man. I do. By the way, I thought of another one, Devin. Jon Snow and Lady Stark, who did not like
him. She didn't
him
like him.
Because she thought her man cheated.
Yeah.
And he had
it. Wait, I thought he had.
He had no.
It was for his sister.
He was covering for his sister.
Devin,
oh,
didn't
right, right,
come
right,
on.
Right.
That's the
I'm
key
sorry
plot point of the
while
entire show.
And he took that to his death, guys.
Which was he kind of did his wife dirty.
I think so
he
too.
Did. Yeah, I agree. Like, trust your wife to keep your secret. Right. Yeah. She's your wife. Like, yeah. She's your person.
He should have. That's a mistake by
I think so yeah too.
Ned.
I agree.
Yeah, nice W last night, but I got to tell you, I was crushing Topper when I saw Schwarber go out there second base as the ghost runner, whatever the heck they called it. I can't believe there wasn't anybody, a pitcher, anybody that can run faster than that dude. That didn't make any sense. Good thing it panned out, though.
He's got explosion. That's what we saw last night. He's faster than we thought.
Hit a walk-off, he did.
Yes!
The force is definitely strong with Bryce because it was Star Wars night. Time's yours.
Man, look at that.
Hey, was that was him pressing a button that replayed Yoda. That wasn't
I don't know if so. That was
Yoda,
pretty
right?
good if he did.
No. Really good.
Wechter
was him.
Wechter had it.
That
do
was
that
probably Wechter.
Had
yeah
to be. Yeah.
Hey, Richie, it's me, Coach Andy Reid. Hey, Richie. You're fired.
That's pretty good.
No,
man.
It was more like, we're gonna go ahead and let you go.
That's pretty much what he just nice said on that Times Yours call.
Did you? Because I know you cried. I'm not making funny at all, John. Did you cry on the phone with him?
I hope not.
I don't think I tried to hold that back.
Short.
Yeah.
You think you did?
I think I did.
Short call.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot to discuss.
You know, I heard an old Cowboys player one time say, because Tom Landry very famously cried when he got fired by Jerry Jones. And I heard an old Cowboys player who was not a Landry fan say he was glad Landry cried. He had cut so many players for so many decades that cried. So
a little bit of your own medicine, so to speak. Wow.
Yeah.
He was not a Tom Landry fan.
As Buddy Ryan once said, what goes around comes around. In a different context. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So I recently, as you guys know, bought, it was 52, it actually turned into be 53 books. I am going to buy, but hadn't yet. Tell me if this is unacceptable as an Eagles fan. There's a book out there called The Last Cowboy.
Hold on.
Yes. About Tom Landry.
No. Yes, it's unacceptable.
No.
Did you buy 52 books because for any reason
no
in particular?
No.
It wasn't
you
like
them
a
all
week
at once
thing?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't because of the Super Bowl 52?
No, that's it wasn't, not my, no, Super Bowl 52.
Okay.
And Devin, I bought them all within about 4 or 5 days.
Why?
I just like to stock up for about 2 years, and then I'm good to go for about 2 years.
Why do you like that? Why do you like that? To stock
because
up on
that would
books
overwhelm me. That's
for
also
2 years
expensive.
Don't you think that's
it keeps
odd
me, Devin? It keeps me off the streets. That's okay. So yeah. I stay
important
safe.
Important. Got to keep you
and
on the streets.
When
yeah
have you ever been on the streets for anything?
Come on, man. I'm like Mick Jagger, Street Fighter. What was that song? Street Fighter.
Fighting.
You
yeah
are not like that.
You are not at all like that.
I don't know, John. I like
Street
to
fighting, man.
I like to just load up and be ready to rock and roll. I mean, it
what a joke! Can someone do the Street Fighting Man for Joe in however you turn that on its head? Wow!
All right, let's get to Rob in Ocean City. And yes, I will read the Tom Landry book at some point.
Oh,
hello,
man.
Robert.
It's a great show. Thanks for taking my call. I got a great answer for you. But
okay,
before I get to that, can we dial down the Nolan Smith talk a little bit? Do you remember when Brandon Graham got here?
Yeah, but Brandon Graham is the exception to the rule. You normally know pretty early.
But come on, this kid needs a little time to develop. He's got some potential. I don't think he's got bust on him. He's willing to learn. He's willing to play the run. Give him some time. It doesn't always come right away.
Okay, now, fair. But Rob, I'll say this, Rob. Marcus Smith may have been willing. Danny Watkins may have been willing. You know, Sean Bradley may have been willing. I mean, if you're just not good enough, you're not good enough.
Yeah, what if we have two guys who are willing at both outside linebacker positions? We got Bryce Huff on one side and Nolan Smith on the other side. They have the want to, but they can't actually physically do it.
Right.
We're not going to be good if that's the case. They better be able to handle it.
Now, as far as playing the starters in the preseason, I think this team is so you know, if you remember last year, they started off, the defense started off good, but they wore down, you know, Davis and
Carter.
Carter.
That's right.
These guys wore down, and I think these guys, the team is so worried about these guys wearing down that they just want to keep them fresh. I'm not saying that's right, but I think that's their mindset, and that's why they're not playing them. Now, as far as an answer, Joe, I have a great answer. I think, how about Clint Eastwood and Hillary Swank and Million Dollar Baby?
That's another one, yeah. I didn't like it, but it is certainly an interesting relationship. There's no question. I mean, look, if you go to that, you know, almost to, you know, the athletic world, you can go Rocky and Mickey and all that.
I
mean,
yeah, I was waiting for that one all show.
You could open up a million possibilities with that. All right, we need to come up with a winning answer for the most interesting relationship. Generational divide. I have seven circled that I think are the top seven. I actually have a top three, but all right. In no particular, well, I'll say them in the order they were said. Yoda and Luke Skywalker, Tony Soprano and Uncle June, Doc Brown and Marty McFly, Buttermaker from the Bad News Bears and Amanda Wurlitzer, Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson, Benjamin, I think the name was Braddock, and Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate, and Collegial and Sonny from A Bronx Tale.
Collegial. And
Collegial.
Doc and Marty is my vote.
My answer, too. Those are all great. We have to choose. I felt Doc and Marty stood out.
Let me ask you, because the question was interesting. So I don't have that. Let me say the top three.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're just like friends. It's so interesting. At least the others, there's like reasons for it. This is like just out of nowhere. These two people are friends.
Here's my top three. Tony Soprano and Uncle June, Buttermaker and Amanda Wurlitzer, and Mrs. Robinson and, you know.
Well, we're going to have to discount your choices.
All right. Why is it interesting with Doc and Marty? I'm not saying it's not, but why do you think it's the most
interesting? They travel through time, man. Like, what are you talking
They've
about?
They've hit so many more years through their process, their saga together, and they truly were close.
Well, it's not the typical, like, wise old man imparting wisdom. He's kind of just like his crazy science sidekick guy.
You sign off on this, Devin?
Sure. I like the Yoda, Luke Skywalker
like Yoda
answer the best,
too.
But I'll go with the Marty answer as well.
All right. Congratulations to Mike. Look, there's a bunch of answers here that on most days could have been a winning answer. Mike gets it with Doc Brown and Marty McFly.